33 degrees and foggy at 8:55. It's time to check in with Aaron Curtis at Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're seeing some mixed prices here with corn, beans, and wheat, but overall commodities in general are mostly lower here as the dollar does firm up here again to start the week. December corn, which does go off the board here in another week or so, 372 and a quarter, down 4 cents. March corn at 378 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. July corn at 389 and one half, that's down 3 1/4. December 16 corn at 401, down 2 1/4. January soybeans, $9.75, down 5 1/4. March soybeans at 903, down 5 cents. July soybeans at 914 and one half, that's down 6. November soybeans of 16 at 917, that's down 7 cents. Chicago wheat market is the exception here this morning. December Chicago wheat at 474 and three quarters, up 3 1/2. March Chicago wheat at 488 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. And July Chicago wheat at 499, up 1 1/2. Out in Kansas City, got March Kansas City wheat at 481 and a quarter, up three quarters. And July Kansas City wheat at 501 and three quarters, up 1/4. Still no livestock trade here yet this morning. That'll be in just a few minutes. As for news, technically the corn, soybean, wheat, soybeans, and wheat all had a nice close last week with all showing weekly positive gains here, just not being able to see much follow-through, like I said, except for the exception of wheat, which continues to see some short covering as funds continue to hold a fairly sizable short position in that commodity. As for news here, export inspections expected out at 10 o'clock. Corn inspections need to average just shy of 40 million bushels to meet the USDA goal. Beans at around 25 million and wheat just over 16 million bushels. So we'll see how export inspections come out here at 10 o'clock. USDA will have a supply-demand report out on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Expectations are for ending stocks to be just marginally changed. The December crop report does not include a production update. The final production numbers will be in the January 12th crop report. So typically the December crop report is a fairly benign one with just demand and ending stocks updated. Oh, yeah. South American weather continues to be okay, especially for areas in southern Brazil and Argentina. Northeastern Brazil still a little bit on the dry side, but not much of a market factor here this morning, as there continues to be just enough rain in the forecast to kind of keep a lid on soybeans right now. Continuing to watch March corn resistance up around this mid-380s mark, kind of the upper end of the recent range. January soybeans did close back over $9 on Friday and did trade around the 100-day moving average there at 904 to 905. Other than that, looks like a fairly quiet day. We'll see what the USDA numbers say on Wednesday. Other than that, not expecting a whole lot of news here as the first part of the week gets going here, Brian.
All right, Aaron, well, thank you very much for that report. Have yourself a great Monday.
Yep, you too. Thank you very much.
You bet. Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois.